This is a Mosaic Gaming Network production. So after a messy fight with some sinister drow in the last episode, what else will the team discover in the Lich Way? There can't be much more, right? Let's find out.
Ba-ba-ba-bum!
Okay, so after all that excitement, Piplok drags Vivlox, the human male, metagame Vivlok, his body out of the room back into the corridor that Blap and Amdor and herself came down.
Yep.
So left in the room, we have Grim, we have Ruhandral, and we have Thurak. Blap, you're kind of standing in the doorway, I think. What do you guys want to do?
What's happening? So is the room still partially on fire?
Well, are we choking to death? Asphyxiation is set.
Okay. Grim with his 4 hit points is going to roll over onto his hands and knees and start crawling towards the door.
Someone might want to think about shutting the door.
I'll give him a helping hand out, and then
thanks.
When everybody's out, I will close the door behind us.
Excellent.
What the bloody hell? Dink.
Wait, don't leave him in there. Get all the bodies out. What are you doing? She runs back to the door and opens it and starts dragging the drow bodies out.
God, seriously, you got some issues, people.
He comes back out, dragging one of them, holding him under the armpits. Grim. You guys clearly don't do a lot of this very often. They're gonna have loads of stuff on them. Come on, help me.
Grim, what about your magic grabby hand ability that you seem so keen on? Can you not just pull one of them out using that?
Just let me catch my breath a minute.
I'll grab one of the other drow, or the human with his. Been gutted.
Okay, so the human is already in this corridor. She drags one of the drow. You can drag another one out.
Okay, get another drow.
So you're all standing in the corridor. Okay.
Right.
He starts searching one of the drow males. And you can notice now, they're all wearing sort of leather armor. It's dark, it's not studded, but each of them is sort of imprinted with a crest, and they're all got the same crest, and it's above the right sort of chest area, and it almost looks like the character Zed, with a sort of spider silhouette sort of printed over the top, if that was available as a sigil. And yes, she starts looking at one, going inside a pouch, a pocket on the side of his garb. What do you guys want to do?
I'll pat down the drow that I've dragged out.
What's left of him?
We're going to say you're on one, she's on two. Ruhandral, you're on three.
Yeah. I'll pat down the one I've got as well.
Cool. So, let's see what they've got on. You look through, and he's actually got 12 silver pieces on him, 2 gold pieces, and in a inside pocket of a concealed pocket, you find a tiny little vial of some sort of it's clear liquid, but it's got bubbles in, so it's probably going to be fizzy.
Okay.
What do you do, Blat? Search yours.
Yep.
So again, you find 8 silver pieces, no gold, and another one of these little vials. Grim, what did you want to do? You can have a look at the human if you like.
Okay, sounds good. Cool. Let's check him out.
He also has 10 silver pieces on him and 1 gold piece. And again, he has one of these little weird little vials, and you all might have missed them, but because you keep finding them on all of them, you're probably going to keep looking until you find these kind of things. Apart from that, they've not really got that much on them.
Okay.
I thought you said they were going to be loaded.
Do you know how much 10 silver pieces is in this fucking economy?
Yeah, to some people.
Yeah. My God!
Anyway, what are these vials of stuff? He says, shaking it.
why do you thread down the corridor and see what happens?
And can I uncork one and give it a bit of a sniff?
Oh God!
Yeah, it smells sort of sharp, maybe acridy, almost a bit like Indian tonic water.
All right, nice.
Don't put gin in it.
Don't drink it. Can I try and use my acute senses to have a smell and see if I detect anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell anything like anything natural that you can think of. Maybe it's been made, synthesized.
Okay.
What about, can I tip just a little couple of drops onto one of the dead drow's hands?
And it turns out to be freaking
nitroglycerin.
Yeah, nitroglycerin. Yeah.
Oops.
Nothing happens.
Alright. Don't seem convinced.
Okay, here's a ball. Do not lick it.
Oh.
At least skin just getting contact seems harmless enough, yeah.
Is you a guy sort of searching the drow quite sort of intimately, you notice that some of them have almost a bit of carapace like areas of skin. Don't laugh like that.
I'm laughing because I'm terrified.
Because some of them have fallen sideways, obviously, like eyes open, teeth, mouths open. Some you notice that some of them have more canines than usual.
Oh dear.
They look weird, Vidra.
Okay, it's not going to be often that I say this, but strip one of those drow.
You first.
They sound heretical.
Usually, but really, is this the time?
Look, he looks a bit funny.
We need to see what's going on with these guys.
Is it really? Like, can we not start?
Aren't you curious? They're like weird looking.
There's curious.
I've never been turned by a drow, and I probably never will.
Okay, so I'll take one of the drows. Tops off. Let's go that far.
Well, to each their own, I guess. Alright. Okay, so you take off. It takes a while. You might actually just want to cut it off because it's like leather armour. And you notice that some areas of his skin is actually patched with this hard sort of carapace-like material. But it's completely natural. It's part of their skin. And roll a perception check to see if you see anything else.
Everyone?
Yeah, everyone.
17. Oh, 17.
Oh, 17. Popular.
Oh, 19.
19.
Right, okay. On the crazy one, you know, the one with the long hair that ended up having a hammer that was attacking Rahandral and Thrag?
Yep.
Okay, this is the guy that you've actually searched, and his eyes are open, and his pupils aren't circular, they're sort of slitted, and next to his eyes, his irises, are two smaller little irises on either side.
Oh.
Are they, I mean...
Sound like half-breeds, don't they?
Are they like some kind of weird, like, spider drow thing? Going on here.
Sounds a bit like it might be.
Yeah, possibly.
This is a bit terrifying.
Something along those lines. Get XP for that, actually. That's very good deductions, guys. Can you all roll a perception check as well? That sounds really patronising, but I'm actually just really proud. That
four.
Eight.
Okay, 17, apparently.
You're on it today, Mr.
I'd just like to point out I'm still using a Wizards of the Coast rolling.
Oh my god, Bison Dice. How many games have you played?
Loads. I play loads.
Awesome. And, like, in the post. Right, okay. You stand up, because looking at his eyes gives you absolute creeps. And as you stand up, you notice that you can hear this sound that you heard before, and it's actually a lot louder, and it's coming from the down the corridor that you haven't been yet. So it's directly behind you. If you're looking towards the door and you've got your back down the corridor, the sound is coming directly from behind you, and it's the loudest you've ever heard it, but in all the commotion, you didn't pick it up before.
Okay. We were in 29, weren't we?
No, 27.
27?
No, you're in 29. But just for purposes of podcast, yeah. Because people won't have the map.
So we're in the room.
You're actually standing in the room. You've all sort of bustled out. And you're in a corridor. Looking straight forward is the room that you just burnt down. And actually, smoke is starting to pour out through the gaps in the door. The corridor veers off to your left in like a... and then goes right, which is the way you've came. Behind you, the corridor extends another sort of couple of feet, maybe 10 feet. And if you turn around, there are two doorways along the wall behind you. But then the corridor behind you opens outwards. There's no end to the corridor. It just opens out into a great vast blackness.
Oh.
Okay.
Which is where this sound's coming from.
Because that sound was similar to the swishy sound, wasn't it? From the
from earlier on, yeah.
Independent.
More XP than that bouncer.
Ooh, look, I'm on fire today. okay. I guess, guys, we should... I mean, I don't think these guys are going to go anywhere. Should we
what's that noise?
Investigate the sound?
Come on, let's go.
Should we just could possibly go wrong.
Pat Frack on the back and send him off.
Frack first.
Yeah,
we'll send him first.
Blood rage.
The dwarf looks absolutely like he's probably going to start an argument. He gets red in the face, but then kind of does a face of consideration, thinking, well, if anyone's going first, it probably should be with me. Gives a massive sigh. Turns around and starts walking down the corridor.
Right, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Marching order. So we have Thrak first, then who's... you can do two abreast down the corridor. So you've got Thrak in the lead, then who's walking?
I guess I'll go up front with Thrak.
Give him fire, an arrow, can't you? Give him cover.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I'll go. Do you want to go at the back row handrail so you kind of got the back covered? And I'll go in the middle with the other two. Yeah.
Cool.
All right, so you will head down this corridor towards the area where you hear this sound coming from. And it's only a 10-foot corridor.
Can I butt in quickly?
Sure.
Before we leave, can I just swing my hammer down and crush one of their skulls and then we'll come?
Yes, you can.
Good.
He's very happy with you. You feel like he very proud of yourself, like an external...
Vindicated.
Exactly. Helm is happy. Flow of pride through your heart, and it warmed you.
I guess it might be a good idea to make sure they're dead, I suppose. Like, you know, fully dead.
You can never be too sure, right?
I might just take my dagger out and then just slide it into the vertebrae at the back of the guy's neck.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Just to sever his spinal cord, you know.
That's a really good idea. She goes, does the other one. Oh, this is turning out to be a grim episode. Everyone's covered in blood, by the way. Everyone's covered in grease and blood. which don't actually mix that well. So whoever got covered in blood first is kind of covered in blood, and Dracula is just greased all the way down his front, greasing his beard. But because he's got this sort of layer on him, the blood doesn't stick off. It's not warp anymore, so.
Nice.
Anyway, you all plod off down the corridor, and this sound gets almost deafening. And as you get to the end of the corridor, you exit and you enter a room that is enormous. I mean, it's at least sort of 100 feet wide. And at least 50 feet tall, and the ceiling, the walls sort of start going upwards, very, very like carved and look like they've been decorated. But then, as soon as it sort of goes past 30 feet, it's just raw rock. They've just stopped bothering. And the sound in here is being reverberated all the way around the walls. The walls are actually, if you have a quick look around, almost a bit hexagon shaped. So you step out, and right in the centre of this room, there's nothing else in here. You've got a smooth carved floor. No bas relief adorning the walls or anything. It's completely bare, and it's dark in here. There's no torches, but I think you guys are bringing a torch with you. And you step. And as you step in, like I said, this noise is reverberating from around the room. And in the centre of the room, your light hits it, is a stone plinth. It's about 25 feet by 25 feet, by 25, by, sorry, by 3 feet high. And atop that, all the way around, is like a stone cage. Inside the stone cage, you see this mound. And it seems to be moving, and as it's moving, you're hearing this.
Oh,
but it's caged, whatever it is.
It is caged.
Okay, we better go and have a look. We came here to look, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm gonna at this stage draw my sword.
Okay.
Do we want to fan out then or something?
Yeah. I'll take the left.
Oh, for God's sake, great Piplup just starts walking.
Yeah.
Crap. Right, come on.
I'll give it like a 6-foot gap and then go and investigate.
I don't think it can get out. You guys basically fan out and do a bit of a perimeter around this cage, and it is completely locked. There's no hinges. There's no like lock. There's no handle. And inside, now that you've gone closer with the light, you see a creature. Let's roll an intelligence check just to see if anyone's seen one before or seen one in a picture.
Nope. Got 4.
What? Oh no, I got a one for the plus 3. That's 4.
I mean, they are really, really rare. Most people actually think they're extinct. So it's probably isn't a mystery that you've never seen one before. And it almost looks like it's made out of rock. And it's got a humanoid sort of figure. But imagine more like the Thing, basically. I hate using other references, indeed, but imagine that kind of build, sort of ape, sort of human. Let's have a look. I'm going to roll the dice. One sec.
Yeah. And we are dead.
we all died. Sorry.
Right, Rahandral, 1-2, Black, 3-4, Grim, 5-6. 1-2, Rahandral. As you walk around the cage, its head doesn't actually have any eyes or ears or any facial features, but it seems to follow you around as you walk around. Who is holding the piece of rock that's on the cord that you got in the water room?
Should be Randall, isn't it?
Piece of rock.
Because I know you looked at it. You know the thing that you spun around when...
Yeah.
Who has that now?
Wasn't it on the end of the mace?
I'm pretty sure I have it.
Yeah. It was on the end of the mace, but I know you took it off because I know you wanted to look at it, so I don't know if you took it back or if one, someone kept it and someone didn't.
I think Andrew's got it.
I think I've probably still got it.
Okay, that's probably why it's looking at you.
Fair. Nice.
Hey, Grim, would you roll me a perception check, please?
Yep. Six.
I'll give you pluses because you're a gnome. like that.
Fair enough.
Honest for names. Red. So, as you walk around the cage, you end up getting to the back wall first. Before you sort of turn around to look back at this thing, something catches the corner of your eye, and you notice that the section of the wall, it isn't carved right. It doesn't, it juts out, it doesn't quite catch the light right, and it makes you stop. You don't know a lot about carving, but you know a lot about tinkering, and you can see a slight hole in the wall.
Ooh, cool, yeah, let's go have a closer look.
Yeah, you're going to have a look at that. Black, would you roll me a perception as well, please? And Rohandrel.
16.
Okay.
5.
Okay, so as you're getting eyed up by this beast around, you don't see it. But you're examining this cage, and you notice that the bars, there's no bars on the bottom, they're just sunk into this stone. And you take a bit of a double take, and you see that the creature isn't just standing on a stone. It's standing on a trapdoor. Grim, you're at the wall, and you're looking at this hole, and you get closer, and you run your fingers across it, and it's a keyhole.
Ooh. Who's got the key from earlier? I think Blatt had it. Blatt, throw me that key.
Is he...
Come on.
Is that a trapdoor that he stood on?
Throw me the key. Have you got that key still?
Yeah, oh, hey, hold on.
I think it is, actually.
Does that mean he's... I mean, is he a prisoner? Or is he kind of... guarding a doorway.
Is he a he at all?
Well, it. Let's go with it. Well, oh, yeah.
Wait,
key, sorry.
Is that what we're here for anyway? Maybe this is what we're here for. Maybe that's where the treasure is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, all these helm things that I was talking about before?
Hold on. Where's the key? Hold on. Oh, there it is.
For Handrel's looking mighty pissed off.
Cool, okay. I'm gonna get the key and do the keyhole. Come on, let's do it.
He throws you this key, and you're quite a good catch. You don't, you can see in your peripheral, you don't even turn away from the wall, and you catch it in your hand. And
smooth.
You put it into the wall. And it goes in slowly at first, as if like ages and ages past, there's lots of dust in the way. You put it in, and then you hear a really satisfying click. And then you turn it, and it sounds like cogs, lots and lots and lots and lots of cogs kind of whirring, like click, 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 and you turn it around and keep turning it, and then you hear a sudden and a great big slamming sound from behind you. Rahadro?
Yes.
you're hearing this clicking sound, and obviously you've seen Black throw this key. After this slamming sound, the side of the cage closest to Grim and to the wall slides down in one foul swoop and slams against the floor, and it is now flush with the floor. And this thing kind of stirs and it goes, like it can sense the doors. It can sense its freedom. It starts turning around towards the exit.
Nice.
Grim?
What happened?
You need to move.
takes a really big sigh. and gets his hammer out.
Oh, okay. Can I like run round the cage so that I'm not right in the first in the firing line?
Yeah. So you hear the slamming behind you, and you turn around, and then you can see that inside the cage there is no longer a side of the cage, and this beast is slowly turning towards you, and then you run around the right hand side like fuck. Sorry. Flat. You've just decided you're standing next to Pip, and you and like, yeah, this is probably where the treasure is. How do we get in there? And then the bloody slides down. And you go, and she goes, oh, that's how you can get in, I suppose.
Great. After you.
She takes a couple of steps back and gets a bow out and knocks an arrow. Let me see what kind of... Actually, someone... You guys can see what mood it's in. Someone for the party, roll a d12.
No one wants to be responsible. Is someone doing it?
Blab's yeah. Done it.
They've done it.
For five?
Five,
right. Okay. it pushes out of the cage, and it walks really slowly, and it's feet are so weighty, its feet are massive, and as it walks you can feel like tremors in the ground around you. It's not paying attention to any of you as of yet, but it's leaving the cage and it starts walking down the corridor. Sorry, there's I should have explained before, this room, there's the corridor that you came in from just now, this plinth in the center of the room, and there's another corridor exiting in a sort of across the room in a different direction, and that's leading out somewhere else.
Oh.
And it's heading that way.
Should we follow this guy? Hit? We should follow him, what? Maybe?
Is it worth checking this trapdoor first?
Do you want to get stuck in a cage?
Walking
got the key! We've got the key! We're not going to get stuck.
The lock's on the outside of the cage, right?
Well, only one of us needs to go in, Blat.
seriously, after you, be my guest. Jump into a cage, I don't mind.
I've got the key, though.
It doesn't really seem to be doing anything.
Where's he going?
I'll let it go. Ooh, what if it just starts attacking people? Like...
It's not
attacking us, so at the moment it seems
alright.
Seems pretty good letting it roll off at the moment.
I thought we came here for treasure, not for... weird slug things.
Oh, okay.
It didn't look like a spider, did it? So we're probably pretty safe with that.
He might squash some spiders on his way out. You never know.
That is true.
What do we fancy? I think we should have a quick look at this trapdoor.
I'm just going to go up to the trapdoor and I'm just going to open it.
Okay.
You hear panting from behind you in the corridor that you went down before. He goes, "You could have waited for me, you bastards!"
I didn't even realise you were missing.
Who are you again?
Yeah.
Outdoor!
Ah, yes.
The great?
Yes, you have heard of me. Right. You go to the trapdoor. It's got an iron ring, so it's very easy to pull open. So you take hold of the ring, you stand, I'm assuming, on the opposite side, and you want to pull?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Stand by to lock that door, Grim.
Hey, wait, hold on a minute.
In the cage.
Yes, I guess.
I'm standing out the cage.
As far away as possible.
Well, you're in the cage.
Yeah.
Pip Block, she's in the cage. Okay, you pull this door open, and it's not that wide. It's maybe five foot by five foot wide. And you open it, and you look down. It is pure blackness in there. I mean, even with the torch, it barely illuminates anything. Mm. There's almost a bit of a coldness to the air down there as well.
And
like no one's been there for a long time.
I'm just gonna. Is there any like pebbles around or anything?
There's some bits of poo.
Coin.
Coin. Which are actually stone because the creature was stone. So.
Oh, nice. Hey. Okay. Well, I'll pick up some poo and throw it into the hole.
Okay, you throw it down, and it goes down and down, and then you hear it. Like it's scattering on something metal.
Okay, it's quite deep, guys.
make an intelligence check for me. See if you can figure out how deep it is.
A 20.
Fucking hell! You are absolutely certain, because you've done this before, that it's a 30-foot drop.
Wow.
All right.
It's about 30 foot.
Give or take an inch.
No.
Oh, it's my God. That we used on the bridge.
Oh, what, the rope?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it.
Is it still on the bridge, like?
No, I've got it.
Oh, my God. Oiled by that fucking bridge.
That would have ruined everything, wouldn't it? Well, how are we going to get down there?
Oh.
So
Graham, what are you going to do?
Shimmy down, yeah.
You can't shimmy. So yeah, as soon as you sort of you put your hand or your head sort of into this 5 foot gap, it panders out. You're basically looking down the hole. Right. There's no chute. It's literally just a cavern down there. Everyone who has dark vision, so Rehandle and Graham, you actually look down, and you can see when Piblok moves away from the light. It looks like sand dunes, but there's also probably bits of furniture. There looks like plates of armor. There looks like weapons. There's ridiculous, like, you're like, yeah, this is it. This is the big one.
Cool. Yeah. Do you want to tie your rope onto the bars of the cage, maybe, and we'll...
Yeah, I'll just get it.
Go back.
Yeah. Well, is anybody good at tying knots? I'm joking. It's fine.
Oh, no. I am going to check for it. Don't worry.
Oh, God.
Right. Okay. Who's tying the rope?
I am.
Okay. Roll a d20 for me, please.
17.
Okay. You're pretty confident. And you're not tying ability, you've obviously been in the army, and you tie a safety knot as well, a safety catch, and you loop it around a different one, so even if this bit breaks, the other one should catch you. And you lower it down, but obviously this has taken a little bit off the end, so there might be a bit of a drop at the end.
It's a 50-foot rope.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Fine.
Can I cast light on the rope to illuminate it?
You can. Okay. Yeah.
Now we can find our way back to the rope.
Guys are so smart. Fuck it. Right. Yeah. The rope illuminates with a soft golden glow. It doesn't make too much of a difference in there, but as soon as you throw it down the gap, you can see that these what you took to be like. Rises and fall of maybe sand or mud before is actually gold, like piles and piles and piles of gold.
Don't wet yourself, Black.
I think we found what we're looking for, Pip.
Woo!
If history has taught us anything, there's probably a dragon down there.
Not a bad shout. Do you want to make a roll perception check?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Ooh. 16.
19.
Yeah, none of you hear anything coming from down there.
Hmm.
So who's going to climb down first?
As the the thief of the rope, I shall shimmy down the rope carefully. But I'll stop about halfway to have a decent look around before I slide all the way down.
Good luck. Okay, so you grab that roll a dexterity check see how far you can.
14?
Yeah, okay. It's climbing the thing.
Is climbing a thing?
No, just athletics.
Athletics. What have you got for athletics?
Acrobatics. Or acrobatics? Not sure.
Acrobatics, I've got plus 5. And athletics, I've got plus 2.
You're fine. Yeah, you shoot me down. You get down, and you've never seen a more beautiful sight. This cavern stretches off to what seems to be just forever, it looks like.
Can I cast my minor illusion cantrip? I pop my head over the side. I'm going to cast my minor illusion cantrip to make it look like, you know, the gnome from last night that Blatt had in his room.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's down there waiting for him.
Yeah, okay. So Blatt, you're shimmying down this rope, and it takes quite a while because you're going quite far away. And you're taken in by the awe around you. And you feel a bit of like a through draft. The air is cold down here, but you have never seen this much gold. I mean, you could build houses with this much gold. Not actually build a house. I mean, build a house out of the gold. And you start looking, you nearly get to the base of it, looking for somewhere to put your feet. And you actually see a gnome, a female gnome, down there, and she looks quite excited to see you.
Well, hello? Guys?
They're going to make her wet.
It's actually the gnome that actually is no longer in the podcast, but it's a female gnome that you may have met on the night out and may have come back to your room for board with you last night before you self-adventuring this morning.
Okay, so I'm just going to have I reached the bottom yet?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to rub my eyes a little bit and just have another look. You still there?
Yeah, roll a d20 for me.
16?
What does he have to roll to save? Sorry, Grim.
Oh, I got no idea. Let me check.
Sorry, all learning together. I think you can actually save against that, to be fairly honest.
So, 13.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so okay. You rub your eyes, and she's not there. You have no idea. Maybe you missed her more than you thought.
You just hear Grim echoing guffaw around the tavern.
For the love of... you little sod.
All the treasure, all your favourite treasures down there, Black.
Ha ha ha, very funny.
Hey, sorry, I'm just going to shut the door now. No, I'm kidding. She gets on the rope next. Okay, she starts climbing down the rope. Anyone want to go next?
Can do, yeah.
Okay. As you get on the rope, you cause it to jostle a little bit, and Pipluck's feet actually slip off the rope at the bottom, and she slides a good 10 feet. She's going to see if she can hold on. No, fuck, she starts screaming. Ah! She's going to try to, her whole hands are sweaty and they're literally just sliding down the rope. Okay. Fuck, 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 come on. Shit, oh. Right, okay. She screams for another 20 feet and then she grabs, well no, not 20 feet because she would have hit the bottom, for another 8 feet, and then she grabs hold and is literally clinging on for dear life and slowly comes to a stop about 6 feet above the floor.
I'll give her a hand down from where she is.
May God, Mother above! Ah, she looks at her hands and you can see they're bleeding and burnt from rope burn.
You should take it, you know, a little bit easy. I'll pull out some rag and just like put it around her hands.
And she's cursing and swearing under her breath and breathing quite heavily. Fucking gnome. Right. Do you want to roll a d20 to see if you can get down?
Sorry.
Is everything okay down there?
Oh my god.
What?
2. bear in mind, I have 4 hit points. There's no one healed.
you're looking down because you hear Pip starting to scream beneath you, and you're like, "Are you okay?" And because you're looking down, you're not really concentrating on your feet, and you also slip. You think maybe some of the grease from before when you cast the spell ended up getting on the rope because it's been tied to Blood's back. I don't know. It's not someone's back. Anyway, it's greasy, and you start slipping, and you start screaming as well. So, and because you're in quite a massive cavern, the echo it starts to reverberate around the room as you go down. So like,
can I see? I'm assuming I can hear him coming. Can I try and catch him without killing myself?
You kind of just grab Pip's shoulders and move her to the side, and then just look up as a gnome comes zooming at you. But Grim, try and roll to stay on, because you're really not going to do well.
18.
Oh, thank God. Right, okay. Out of panic, you grip the rope tighter than you've ever gripped anything before in your life, and you actually stop sliding a good sort of 15 feet above the ground. And carry on shimmying. Blatt, you see beneath you, Blatt the human is sort of looking at you, arms raised, if he was going to try and catch you.
Thanks, buddy. I've got it.
are you sure?
just wait there a minute. So I'm gonna keep going while he waits at the bottom for me, please.
You get sort of maybe 8 feet from the ground, and you can let go of the rope if you like and jump into Blatt's waiting arms.
Perfect. Let's do that.
You catch the gnome with fun friendship, and you can help. Right, Grahandro.
Do not fall. I cannot catch you.
Do you want to catch him?
No. Sure? I'm actually going to back away slightly.
Do you not think you can catch for 300 pounds of blizzard?
No, I don't think I can catch 300 pounds of you.
You never know if you don't try.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm going to loop my leg round the rope and loop my arm round the rope as well.
It's a professional.
I'm going to climb down slowly, learning the lessons from my forebears. 11.
Okay. Yep. No. You go down, but you're going down slowly. You just wrap your tail around it as well, like a little lizard would do.
Okay.
You make your way down. For the second half, just as you go past the greased up section, roll another d20.
Okay. 19.
Yeah. No, you're prepared for this. It's morons, honestly, don't have to climb down a rope.
Exactly.
Jeez. They don't teach this in schools anymore. Like, so you climb down and you set your feet on this mountain of gold. And actually, due to your weight, you sort of it can't take your weight, and you sink a little bit into it as you go down. But you're all on the floor. Oh no, you're not. Fuck.
Upstairs.
Okay.
Oh no.
No, he actually looks down as well. He puts this new hammer on his back, and then makes him actually go quite efficiently down this rope. He looks like he's done this kind of thing before. You roll down after a couple of minutes, and you can all look back up towards the trapdoor, and it's tiny. It's the size of like a post, no, probably not a post stamp, but that you get the kind of difference. And light is actually still coming from up there, and you can see a tiny little pinprick looking down. It goes, "I'm not climbing down that."
Well, you stand guard.
If anything goes wrong, just throw down some of the poo.
Don't mention the monster, guys.
So, I heard someone say they were injured or something down here? Or that they were low on health?
Yeah, I have 4 HP. If you want to heal me, I'd love you to heal me.
I'm going to use healing word, in which case, on whoever needs it.
Please.
Is that Is that like a spell, like a first level spell?
It is a spell, yeah.
Cool. How many... Is it a D8, I think?
I don't know. I'm just going to have a look. I was like, you know what? It's probably a good idea that I take some healing spells, since I'm a healer.
Why are you all down here having a look around? Again, it is just the most beautiful sight you have ever seen. There's also a bit of like a thrum of magic down here. It's almost like a spark in the air. Almost like static, grim, that you can feel. Concentrated in certain areas. There's piles of gold. Like I said before, there's swords galore. There's every probably weapon you can think of. There's flags down here, like to like claim things. There's furniture. There's paintings. There's chalices. There's crowns. There's long swords. There's bows. There's daggers. There's gems. There's, you know, coin that you've never seen before from distant lands or from long ago. There are scrolls tied up, scroll cases, there are vases full of papers, there's just everything you can think of.
Nice. I'm not touching anything until I'm healed.
I'm all over it.
So, healing word, I can cast 60 feet instantaneous, any creature I target, 1d4 plus... spellcasting ability modifier for HP. So three. So
you
four.
Get three. Four.
Yeah. Four?
Yep.
Excellent. Yep. So I've got eight. Excellent. Much better.
Feeling a little bit better?
Oh, thanks.
Right, I'll give him a pat on the back now.
Excellent. Oh, great.
He's just lost a hit point.
Nearly knocked me over. I'm still very grateful.
Beat me to it.
Right, let's start checking out some of these gems and things.
Right, okay. Grim said Black said you wanted to go first. Why didn't you have a bit of a scavenge? Roll a d12 for me, to see how lucky you are.
Four?
Yeah, okay. Are you looking for anything in particular, or just having a bit of a nosy?
I'm just having a nosy to see what looks interesting.
Okay, we start wading through the gold, and it actually sort of comes up to mid-calf height. You've never been so happy in your life. like I said, you literally just sort of hold your bag out and run through it and then just scoop it up, and you'd have more gold than you've ever owned in your life or ever even thought you could own in your life. There is, though, you see a hilt of probably a sword, and it just catches your eye, and it draws you like nothing else has yet in the room.
Well, I shall let myself be drawn.
It's probably not a good idea.
Hey, always listen to the little thief voices in your head.
Exactly. You go towards where you see this hills, and it's just been buried and dislodged within a pile of things. You pulled it out, and it's a longsword. And it's in a scabbard, but obviously the hilt is out, and it's beautiful. It looks like a silvery sort of metal, but obviously isn't silver. And it's hard, and you're quite a connoisseur of weapons, and you pick it up, and the weight is just perfect. And on the end, sort of bedded into the hilt, you see this sort of gem, but that's been cut into like a circular shape. And around the top are two circles that have been engraved in. And on the inner circle is a perpendicular line going out to reach the second circle. I'll draw it out for you later. But they look like they've been charred in. And you get a strange feeling as you pick up the sword, like it wants to come with you. It doesn't want to be down here.
Nice. I'm keeping this one.
Sounds evil.
Sounds awesome.
No, it's been sitting in the dark too long. It's almost wanting to move.
So, nice.
Roll a d12. Let's see how easy.
Ooh. Nine.
That's not too bad. Okay.
I'm after gems, preferably, but...
I was going to say what you particularly after. So, yeah, gold galore, pick as much gold as you want. You do actually find lots of little rubies, sapphires, diamonds, and you find two great big emeralds, like as big as a apple kind of thing. Absolutely gorgeous.
Nice.
There's also lots of humming of magic around the room. You can zoom into a couple of things. One of them looks like a crown that hums. Another one is some gauntlets, some pieces of armour. Random torches that seem to have a bit of an electric magic charge about them. And also you see some boots that do the same. There are also scrolls galore.
Okay. Magic. Yeah, magic scrolls sounds good.
You can grab a couple. They're sort of like lying around, and you got that's magic, that's magic, that's magic. You don't know how long you're staying down here, but you can grab them all up and put them in like a. You see a scroll case, so you can scroll them all up and put them in a scroll case.
Nice.
And grab that on your back. Cool, Mr. Rohanjal, would you please roll a d12? Mm-hmm.
12.
Ooh.
Okay. You don't find any weapons. And it looks like the gnomes run around and got all the scrolls and gems. But you do find a really nice sort of intricate mirror, like a hand mirror. You see, again, more crowns. You see chest plates that all have like helms sort of emblazed on them, like their sigil of helm, really old sigil, like before... maybe alliances started changing. It's like the original. You see, again, torches, you see boots, gloves, gauntlets, you see letters and maps. The dwarves have a look at some maps as well, and a pair of gauntlets and things like that. What did you want to pick up?
I'll go to these pieces that look like they've been inscribed with the helm detail on them, and I'll have a look at them.
Mm.
I was going to say, something down here looking helm-ish.
Yeah, most of this is helm-esque, especially all of the armour down here. They see lots of different sizes. There's one that's slightly too small and one that's slightly too big, but you're probably better off taking the bit too big one.
Yeah.
You can pat that. You can take, there's chest plates, sort of things that go on your shoulder, braces, and gauntlets going around your hands.
Okay.
So you take this?
Yeah, let's grab it.
It's sort of like a burnished golden material, but again, not gold.
Okay, cool. So it's kind of like, what, like a like half mail or half plate or something like that?
Half plate, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. Piplup starts like doing angels in the coins. And, like, swearing curses to everyone that ever doubted her, and is, like, throwing things up, and, like...
It's like DuckTales, the movie.
She opens all her pockets and starts shoving coins down, like, her pants, down, like, every pocket that she has, in a hood, in a mouth, I don't know. Like, she goes around, puts a crown on her head, I love it here. Let's never leave. Okay, the dwarf, let's see what he gets. 12, he gets nothing because he's not here. <I'm kidding. laughs> He picks some stuff up too, but you don't see it, so maybe he'll tell you next time.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Cool.
Black, actually no, Grim, you also see, you keep seeing daggers, but this one's jumping out to you, so you can take this one as well.
Cool, yeah, grab it.
It's got a weird iridescent kind of sheen to it. You know how like a mother of pearl kind of sheen?
Okay.
That, but all the way along the blade, you think the blade is actually made of, you don't know what it's made of, but it's not a chunky blade, it's more like it starts off relatively thick, maybe a couple of inches, and then goes to a fine point, like a stiletto dagger.
Okay,
and it's a
nice.
Weird shine, yeah. Okay. What do you guys want to do? There's still stuff to do.
Well, firstly, I'm going to, like, just roll up, like, 10 gold pieces into, like, little packs. And then just, like, place them around my person. So I haven't got too much on me. But like, just in case I start losing stuff, I'm just going to, like, you know, have it distributed carefully around me.
Great. Pivot's not bothering. She's putting it in a boot. She's going to jangle everywhere she goes.
Hey, God. I'm a thief.
Thief first. I like it.
Stealth.
Well, there's also musical instruments down here, in case anyone wanted any.
There's no bards here.
Not in my game.
You could dual skill.
I hate them. Anyway.
You have a funky name.
Base name.
I'm gonna put that down.
apart from the mountains of gold and jewelry and weapons and scrolls and things, is there anything else down here that is not, like, you know, just treasure?
Is there? Yes, there's a massive dragon. It's going to come and eat you. No, there isn't. Okay, so you think you probably maybe left Amdor up there too long, or maybe you just want to find out where that monster's gone. But anyway, you've had your fun down here. Maybe you should start trying to think about getting back up. If you can get back up.
All right, I'm going to go first.
Okay, roll strength check, which is roll a d20.
18.
Yeah, perfect. You're like a lithe otter, but up a rope.
An image of me just like wiggling, bastard. Wiggling up the boat.
Nice.
Basically. You get to the top, you haven't even broken a sweat, and you climb through the hole. Awesome, who's next?
Oh, go on then.
Oh, 9. You are not a lithe otter, but you start climbing up halfway. You have to stop for a minute. You are heavier than your strength, let's just say that. So okay. Roll again.
11.
Nah, you can get up, yeah, just about, but it does take you quite a while. Okay. After last time, no one sort of gets on the rope when someone else is on it. So Piplup's going to go next. She rolled the wrong dice, so... Yep, she gets up. Less of a lithe otter than Blatt, but gets up nonetheless. Okay, Rahendra.
Freck, do you want to go first?
Yes. Yay.
I'll let the armoured beast go up first.
17! He has got grease all over him and he is just as lithe.
Nice. He
shimmies his way up the rope.
Like a greased up, like
a cocked eyebrow, like really, before he starts climbing, puts his axe handle in between his teeth and then kind of starts climbing up. Rahendra, you okay?
Yeah, it should be fun. No one's to catch me this time.
We weren't going to catch you anyway.
7.
Okay, yeah, it was great coming down, but you are quite heavy. You get halfway and, yeah, again, start slowing down. Try and roll again because you start slipping back down.
18.
Yeah, okay, a lot easier. wrap your tail around the rope to stabilise and then, yeah, you claw all the way back up. So you get up and most of the party are standing outside the cage because it's not that big. You get out to, and there is no one in this room, but you hear scuffling sounds, like a bit, maybe a fight going on, down the corridor that you didn't come in through, the way that the beast...
Where the scooter went, okay.
Oh.
Where is, have we got, what's his Bob? Where's
Amdor.
He
Amdor.
Amdor the Great, where is he?
Thank you.
All accounted for then.
You say why pointing at him. Where's that guy?
Where's thingy?
What's your name?
Damn you. Should we go see what's going on, or do you want to sneak out the back?
We did let it out. Maybe we should just check it's not doing too much damage.
How easy is it to get into this half plate?
it will take you a few rounds.
Oh dear.
If you give me a few rounds, I'll have a better armor class.
Okay. I don't mind. We'll just sit here and wait, shall we?
I'll break out some rations for everyone.
I'll shine my torch so you can see what he's doing so he can hurry up.
Nice.
Okay, people roll a perception check. So D20.
Everyone, sorry?
Yes, please.
No, got a 7.
1.
8.
One.
No. Okay,
Oh dear.
Hiplook actually looks, her brow furrows, and she's straining her ears, and she suddenly says, "That's not just a monster. Someone's frightened." And then she runs off down the corridor towards where the monster is.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh,
I'll run after her.
Yeah, me too.
I'll draw the, I'm going to draw the longsword.
I'll not draw a longsword.
Okay. So she tails it down the corridor. She looks like she's in a little bit of a panic. And what you guys pick up maybe a couple of, as you run down the corridor a bit further, is the sound of sword on sword and sword on rock, and the sounds of scuffling like a fight, and the sounds of men like crying out and being hurt. And she's like, no. You run down this corridor, and Grim, sorry, Rahandal, did you end up coming, or do you put it on your plate?
I might as well come along.
Come on.
I'm like halfway through putting on a gauntlet.
Just got up one arm.
Jumping along. Okay. You're running down the corridor, and you end up in a large open space, probably, say, 30 foot by 30 foot. In the center, looks like there's once been a statue that's since been destroyed. There's a head on the floor. And to the northwest corner, there's a massive spider, dead, sort of on its back, with its legs curled up. Directly across from the corridor you're in now, looks like the corridor continues going off into the distance and way, way, way off. Only if you've got a good eyesight, you can probably see the bridge and another statue where you, Grim, where you came in. This is where you came in before. Yeah. Sorry, but it was Blatt and Rahandra. But you can hear to the right of you in this great big room a scuffle, and as you turn more into this room, you can see that the creature is fighting. It's a bit of an odd scene because you have two drow pointing swords at it, stopping it walking down the corridor, but you also have two drow in combat with two humans and one human in combat with the great big creature that looks like it's attacking it. Piplock sees all this, just cries out, and then runs straight in to help.
Oh no, it's a brother. Okay, let's go.
Oh yeah, I'll run in behind her in which case.
Okay, so let's write this out. Okay, the two drow see everyone run in. One of them is carrying a bow, and he's going to shoot towards Rahandra.
Okay.
So we've got Rahandra, got Grim, we have Blatt, we have Pip, we have Throck, I keep forgetting about him, we have...
He's easy to miss.
We have Luke, we have Venomin, we have Argon, we have Oreg, we have Irin, we have Runas. Right, and we have creature. Everyone roll a d20.
16.
7.
13.
Right, okay. As you run into the fray, Rahandra, a arrow soars right past your ear. I mean, right past. It actually, like, cuts the side of it, but it misses your head by inches.
Ah.
And... I know. the dwarf actually stops running towards this beast and the two drow fighting the other humans and looks towards these other guys and starts running towards them. He's going to get there in next round. Where does everyone want to run?
What's my closest enemy?
Probably one of the drow fighting one of the humans. So there's two drow fighting two humans. There's the big beast that's got its face towards one human that's on the floor. And there's two drow behind it.
Might as well go for the closest.
Roll AD20.
What am I doing? For volume
four, sorry, roll to hit. I'm assuming you want to roll hit with the sword.
Yep. 9.
Okay. You come in from the side and you bring your sword down and he sees out of the corner of your eye and actually sort of follows or mimics your motion and he swerves his body up into the air and it actually misses him by half a foot. Rahandro, roll to hit. Which one do you want to go for?
So I'll follow Pipluck in, so wherever he's going there.
Okay, Pipluck is going to fight the creature.
So the one on the floor, basically, is who she's trying to protect.
Yeah, she's running to help that guy.
Okay, so if I get between him and the creature then and draw up my shield.
Yes.
And to give her some time to get him out of there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's a bit, do you want to do anything as an attack? Because it's a bit more of a defense, so you can still do that. Did you want anything else as well?
This creature's being attacked by the drow as well, so no, I'll leave it. I'll just get in the way.
Okay, cool. All right. Mr. Grimm, what do you want to do?
Cool, so I'll... can I try and hit one of the drow that's fighting one of the other humans
with
a fire bolt?
Can. Yes, you can. You can certainly do that. Roll your damage.
One. Fantastic.
That's okay. So you hit one, and he's actually dodged out the way because his fighting friend, one next to him, is shoved into him to get out of the way of Blatt's throw. But this firebolt does actually graze past his armour and singes his hair a little bit. Okay. Pipluck runs to this guy who's on the floor and grabs him by the shoulders and starts dragging him back, getting him out of harm's way. Rahandral, this thing is going to swipe down. Okay. This thing swipes down to try and hit the human, and you do the hero's running, shield up over your head.
Mm-hmm.
And a ridiculously large fist comes down and hits the top of your shield. Let's just see. Okay, doing 9 points of damage to your shield. Roll a d12 just to see if it breaks at all.
8.
Okay, it doesn't break in half, but you hear a crunch as this thing hits the top of your shield. And you actually, your shield slams into your shoulder and knocks you lower a little bit. That was one hell of a punch. Okay.
Hooray!
He's going to hit him. One of the drow gets hit by one of the humans. It's like a small little hit to the arm. Doesn't do that much damage. So do you guys want to roll d20 again?
Ooh, 19.
18.
16.
Rahandral, what did you get?
18.
Sorry, Grim, what did you get?
19.
19. Okay. Oh, forget about Thrak. Right, what's Thrak doing? Oh, right, okay. Thrak hits. hear the sound of a hammer on a drow from far in the distance. Okay. What do you guys want to do? Sorry, Rahandal, you're first.
Okay, I'm going to cast down this shield then if it's buckled. It's probably not going to take another blow.
Yeah, you throw it to the side and you've got this creature looming over you. Because you're quite close, you can actually see it looks like it's made of coral almost. And as it's moving, it's making this noise. And it's actually looks like the same piece that's attached to your mace.
Okay.
Swing it around your head again.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to pull out this coral piece and try and sort of get it to focus on it, I guess.
As soon as you hold it up, it looks directly at you. And it's going to make a swiping motion towards the coral piece.
Okay. What if I throw this coral piece up in the air, perhaps?
Like, swirl it around?
As or in, just... like, throw it up. Okay.
You throw it up. It goes up, and the creature looks up, and it follows it in its vision. It's going to come down there. Roll to grab it. Yeah, okay. You take a few steps back, but you do actually grab it. Grim, who are you fighting?
I just do the same again, try and hit one of these drow who are fighting the humans with a fire bolt. There's okay. My thing gone. Yes, no, maybe?
Yeah, of course, that's fine.
Yeah, damage?
Yes, please.
One again. Fuck's sakes.
Drow, looking really pissed off, and actually stops fighting the guy that the human, and he starts looking towards you. He's probably going to have a go for you next round. This round. Okay. So, Blatt, what do you want to do?
I was going to go for the closest one again.
Yeah, so you go for the same one, roll to hit. Again, he's sort of more focused on you now. They're a bit more wary considering there's now 4 on 2.
I got 19.
Or 3.5 on 2. Fucking hell, yeah, okay. You definitely, definitely hit. How do you want to hit him?
Well, it's a long sword, isn't it? So I'm going to try and go for like his sword arm.
Okay, right.
So I guess upward swing into underneath his arm, maybe?
Roll a d8. Is it a d8 or a d10?
I don't know.
1d8, right. Roll me a d8, please.
I got a 4.
Okay. You go in for a stab to try and dismember the arm, and you get it perfectly, almost like you were maybe going to miss, and the sword's almost magnetized towards the drow's arm, and you bring it up, and it's like cutting through butter with a hot knife. His arm actually flies off, and blood starts spurting everywhere, and he screams out and looks down at it. Not even a stump, just where the arm would be. And you feel an inert sense of happiness. And your sword liked that.
Nice.
There's a bit of, I don't know, something to it. Okay. Pipluck is going to have a go. She misses, so... She basically tries to fire a arrow at one of the drow that Thrax is attacking, but misses. Thrax, however...
That's like a bad miss.
Thrax has run over to one of the drow and embedded this, I think it was an axe actually, into one of his adversaries. He's hit him in the side. He's done... considerable damage. Okay, one of these humans also hits the one that you've been attacking, Blatt, with 2 short swords. Wow, okay. It does 9 points of damage. and maybe seeing your idea, actually stabs him in the side, so he's now a bit of a drow kebab. Take that, you bastard! he says. So, Grim, what do you want to... Sorry, rolling a go from the top. Rahandral, what do you want to do?
I'm going to take a couple of steps back. And then, maybe stupidly, I'm going to throw this piece of coral at the monster.
Okay. You throw the coral towards the monster. As it goes through the air, it makes this kind of whirring sound.
Mm-hmm.
And as you see it go through the air, you see the, and it hears the sound. Its arms kind of raise down a little bit, maybe as in if it's going a little bit more docile. But then the coral skitters across the floor, and it gets angry again.
Okay. It obviously didn't want the coral.
Must not make meta comment.
No, Blood Planter, no!
Oh, come on!
No! Right, okay. So, wait a minute. It needs a go on you.
It doesn't. Nice.
That's what we're talking about.
It was tranquil.
What's your armor class?
I'm not in half plate, am I now? So I'll be in scale mail. So I'm a class 16.
Okay. Yes, it does. It hits you. So.
Oh dear.
It only hits you once.
Okay.
But it does 11 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You throw this coral at it, and it scutters across the floor, and it looks back up at you, and does an almighty backhand, and it actually hits you in the chest and throws you about 10 feet, and you roll away, face sort of down. You take 11 points of damage.
Okay.
How many hit points are you on?
Just 20. I've got 20. So.
Okay. How many hit points did you take from the last battle?
I didn't.
You didn't? Okay, cool. So, you're injured. Right now. It is, you've had your go, you're in passage for this round. Grim.
Alright. Is this so, did you say somebody was running towards me, or they just kind of were a bit angry? I can't remember.
The drow are kind of right in front of you. There's two. One's been absolutely sliced. The other one's backing away slightly, but this is the one that you were attacking.
Okay. So, I'm going to firebolt the one that looks a bit more beat up. Try the other one. Yeah. See if we can finish him off.
He's got two swords through him and his arm chopped off, so it's not looking great. Let's
cross my fingers then. Oh, 7.
Yeah, absolutely. So you aim a firebolt at him, and it gets him right in the face, and his hair sets on fire, and stops screaming, but and slides off this guy's two swords. Completely dead. Then this guy. Shit. Okay. He falls off this guy's swords, and this guy looks really satisfied for a second, and looks towards you, is like and raises his eyebrows like a thank you, like sincere nice. Thanks for that. It's sweat across his brow. And
I give him a thumbs up.
Give him a thumbs up. And he gives you like a very brief smile, and then his smile almost becomes like stuck on his face, and you see two swords driven straight through his stomach, and you see them coming out of his stomach.
Oh dear.
And he coughs for a minute, and blood dribbles from his mouth, and then he slides forward, and he's dead.
Oh. Dang. I hope he wasn't important.
You can hear someone screaming in the background. No!
Uh-oh.
Right. Blah, what are you doing? The drow that's still alive has just skewered this guy and he's fallen to the floor.
Is the sword still in the guy? Is he a little bit preoccupied with being a kebab vendor?
No, he's basically stabbed him. The drow has stabbed through this guy and pulled his swords out, and he's fallen to the floor. But there is another human attacking him, so he's turned his head to sort of block any attack coming from this guy. The second human who's still alive.
Okay, so his swords are not directly pointed at me.
No.
How close am I to him? Like within arm's reach?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, if he's turned slightly, I might grab like his closest arm to like make sure it's deflected away from me, and then just plunge in with my sword.
Roll to hit. Let's see how you roll to hit. He's prone, so you'll get pluses.
20?
Are you joking? For
fuck's sake.
Okay.
Just compose yourself.
Right, okay. It's a bloodbath over here. This is all, like I said, you've been in war more times than you can count, and all this is kind of happening in slow motion in your mind. All you can hear is your own breath and your heart rate and beating. 1, 2, 3, 4. And you know exactly what to do. All emotion leaves you, and you just go in complete sort of automatic. You step forward over this drow, this human that's just fallen to the floor, and the drow that attacked him has just raised both swords as this other human brings one down and he blocks it. You slip your arm around the drow's chest, sort of above his arms, and tilt his head back in one swift movement, and with the other one, you plunge your sword straight through his chest, and you can feel the drow like dying on you. He's, you can hear gurgling, and he just slumps forward, and your sword liked that again. You think it's getting a taste for this.
Oh, good. Nice.
Well, and he fought this drow to the floor and stood before you, is the human. You're looking at each other now, and you're both very ashen-faced. Okay, one down, two down. Right, in the other end of the room, Thrak is having a battle by himself. I must not kill Mark's character. I must not kill Mark's character. Okay. Okay, takes that damage. You can hear sort of more battle cries going on from the other end of the room. Kepler's also going to fire. One, she hits. Okay, Brahandral, you sort of push your head up and roll onto your side. I can feel this happening in the sort of peripheral. From down the way, you see one of the drow being hit with the axe, and then an arrow hits him, goes straight through his heart, and he falls. The other drow looks at you, almost smiles a little bit, and turns tail and runs down the corridor we came through before.
Mm.
And everything is now still.
Everything is now still.
Everything is now still.
Except for the crunch of the monster.
From this monster, which is looking in your direction. And it's slowly making its way towards you with this...
Okay. I'm going to try and sort of push myself up. So I guess I'm pretty battered right now.
I see.
So I'll try and push myself up.
Right, you push yourself up.
I'm about 10 feet away from him at the moment, right?
It's that. It's sort of standing where the destroyed statue is. Grim and Black, would you roll a perception check for me?
Four.
13.
Okay. You both see Pip sort of look down the corridor across the way and scream, like, you can't get away from me, and starts running after you're assumed to be a drow that is trying to run away. From behind you, you realise isn't a wall, but it's another opening, and you can hear...
Oh, God, I know what that is. More spiders!
You turn around and you can see glinting eyes in the background and something heading towards you going...
That's it. I'm I'm going to head towards the lizard.
Laden with loot, and somehow finding more danger to surround themselves in, will our adventurers finally get out of the Lichway? Find out next time on Rolling with the Regulars. Thank you for listening. If you liked that and would like to check out some more of our stuff, head over to mosaicgaming.net. You can find us on Discord, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Catch you all later.